Welcome to another episode of Diary of a Wannabe Comedian with me, Belle Finn, a wannabe comedian. I'm so tired today because I have been doing physical hard work, hard labour, putting together my new bed. So I'm very excited to sleep in my new bed tonight because I have not been sleeping on this sofa bed. It looks pretty, but my word, is it uncomfortable. So tonight I have a proper night's sleep. Can't wait. But enough of that. Back to last Friday, darts. So, oh my word, I think I mentioned that I used to be pretty good at darts and I knew it was going to be a car crash. And I rocked up and it's the first time I've held a dart in many, many years. I mean, I was trying to work it out a long time ago. And I was absolutely dreadful. It was embarrassing. After about 15 minutes, I thought, oh my God, I'm going to just stop now because this is ridiculous. They were just going all over the place, had absolutely no control. And then suddenly I started getting my eye in. So in the end, because I was with my friend Alexander, and in the end, it was 56-54. There isn't a proper game of darts there. They're all games. The closest was a game called Demolition. And that was the best game for me. I won that. In fact, I got two treble 20s, and then unfortunately I got a double 5. Yeah, so, but I did, that was the high score of the day. But yeah, I just bottled it on the last one. Two treble 20s. But even though I was missing, my darts were all going sort of in the same place. So I was quite happy. By the end, that is, not at the start. They were going northwest, south, all over, in the floor, you name it, everywhere. But I got there in the end and I could start to feel, actually, yeah, I do remember being good at this. And it's funny, isn't it, that, what do they call it, muscle memory started coming back and I was really sort of getting into my stride by the end. Also, they gave us an extra half an hour because I only booked for an hour and they gave us 90 minutes, so I guess they had nobody after us. But it was really good fun, and we're going to have a rematch. But I'm staggered that I only lost by two games. Although Alexander won pretty much every, I think I only took one game of killer off him, and he got the most ducks in quack shot. But yeah, Demolition, that's my game. It's the closest to real darts that you can get. But I don't like the fact that there's a few things I don't like. They take a picture of your face and put that up on there. And I didn't realise you're recorded, you're on camera, and they show you. And they've actually sent me an email with all these replays in it. So I don't know, I might use some, maybe splice together a video and use a few. There's some funny ones though, because, yeah, particularly the first one, because I wasn't expecting to be recorded. But there you are. You learn something every day. I should have known, really, in London, you're on camera all the time. From the moment I leave my flat, I'm on camera wherever I go. I mean, just the UK is ridiculous for CCTV. But does it help crime? No, it doesn't. You just get to watch it. Anyway, let's not go down that route because that's politics, isn't it? And I'm staying off that just for a little while. I will come back to it, but I'm off it for a little while. What else did I do? Oh! Somebody came to me and offered me two gigs, one of which is paid. So, and not only is it paid, it's twice the amount that I've earned in a gig before. Granted, that wasn't a huge amount. It is really only expenses, and it will cost me all of that to get to the gig. But I just, you know, that's great, isn't it? They're coming to me and asking. They want 12 to 15 minutes, so I'm going to have to get my arse in gear and get gigging, really, to try and remember how to do it, because I haven't done a gig in ages. So I have got one now in April. I was actually going to put everything on hold until May, but this gig is in May, so I need to do a few before then. I'll be fine. How hard can it be? Much love and gratitude.